It says I'm live again, but I don't know if I believe it. Very shaky connection this AM, this beautiful, not at all hazy and dark Thursday morning. Thursday. Let's turn on the Drake box, see what happens. Talk about the order, huh? The order, I mean, it's like someone wanted to make a prequel to Underworld or something. I don't know. It's weird. Like, they refer to lichens a lot in the game, which is not like a necessarily a widespread term. Or widely used term when referring to werewolves. It's really just Underworld. Like, you go Google search lichens, you get Underworld. Should have went and got Kate Beckinsale. That would have been cool. Virtual Kate Beckinsale shooting stuff. I don't know. Isn't that just a Blood Rain game at that point or something, though? I don't know. Maybe they should make a new Blood Rain.
Tell George to stay Marcus Garvey, got all the answers. I try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day. Or eat watermelon, chicken, and Kool-Aid on weekdays. Or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements. Or watch BET, cause early support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street? When Kane Bacon made me kill a nigga blacker than me.
Hold up.
Yo, what up? It's the game.
That's more new music being played, man. Did y'all like it? Did you hate it?
Join the hip-hop music meeting. Log on to SiriusXM.com/HipHopNation now.
There's that track featuring Drake I was waiting for. Didn't take long. Comforting tones of Canada. I hear drugs being smoked. It must be time for Lil Weezy. Nah, man, leave that in. Actually, what's sadder? Like, what's better? If that is a real sound of drugs being smoked right before he starts rapping, or if they like splice that in? They're like, no, it needs to be cool. Like, you know, Lil Wayne's introduction needs to be like, you know, we need to make it seem like he's really laid back. Like he's getting high while he's rapping, you know, like just put that in there. Or leaving it in, going, no, that's cool. We need to leave that in because it sounds like he's smoking drugs.
His daughter, read your name. The Wendy Williams show. Nice young lady, I would say. Very cute girl. Seems like he raised her well. Although she got like 3 calls for her birthday, she didn't seem like a spoiled brat. Could be a little way. It's my time to get out of here. I forgot about being your ear candy. I'm not going live. Friday came quick, and I can't wait to throw it back tomorrow. You can get into your requests early. Hit me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Renata Monet. I'm going to leave you with this Manolo Rose. Till then, enjoy the rest of your day. That's what you make it, ma.
Who the fuck will stop us?
Who the fuck will stop us?
They're calling up the drops.
Call them.
Calling up the shoots.
I don't give a fuck.
Nigga, that's a handgun.
Stop shooting that little shit.
Baby, calling up the chopper.
Calling up the chopper.
Nigga, that's a handgun.
Yo,
we bringing up the chopper.
God.
Run, Ricky, run.
Nope.
Back in the early 1990s. Now.
Hey, man, because I don't know that route.
Supposed to take this, you know, paternity test. But somehow he was able to back out because his lawyer said, how could he have done that? He doesn't have any property out in New Jersey, you know, near Empire State of Mind. But actually, he does have some real estate in Jersey. And this mother is saying that he basically finagled some lies that the judge believed. And she's trying to bring him to court now.
So he's 21. So what is the mother trying to get back? Child support payments? The kid is 21 now.
You
be careful.
I'm going to read. No, I'm just like, because I'm always like, I'm asking the question. Who brought the story? The story. Yeah, was it the kid or the mom? Oh, both.
They've been trying for a couple years, like in 2010, apparently, according to this.
The Daily News,
they tried to get a paternity test then and got thrown out. But it's just, you know, back then, that was Jay, like, you know, the early Jay-Z days. You know, I don't see him going out with a girl named Wanda back in the
90s. Wanda was a popular name back then.
Nah, Wanda wasn't popping in the
90s.
Shanita. Wanda.
Listen to Girls, the song.
I've never said Wanda
on Girls, the song.
She need a low Wanda or a co-Wanda. Sharonda. No, not just Wanda. That's like somebody's mother name.
That doesn't calculate.
Maybe that's why he didn't want to fight.
Thank you, Tracy D. Estelle, thank you for all
thank
your
you
input in that Celebrity Wire.
Say no fucking kids, the homies didn't have to jump up to me. Tell me what a big difference. We have a million with the feeling. But the fat shit, them calls me the vocalistic with the real shit.
If I wanted to listen to rap from the 90s, I would turn to my own iPod, which I'm doing right now. Ah, yes. Japanese video game soundtracks are played.
We'll be right back.
game to have the N-word in it. It's on the soundtrack in the Japanese version only. They cut it out of the U.S. version. They censored it, I think, but the hamburger guy, the music.
My name is Kiplet Kristen.
What was your first name?
Kiplet.
Well, all right.
Maggie was a cop. but it don't be so crazy.
She was on the block,
banking on my old shit.
That ain't not the plot.
He thought he was home free,
and he was locked.
Now it's off to the jail in a blue squad car.
She pocketed the crack before they got far.
Billy watches Maggie from behind steel bars, like where the crack went.
I'ma smoke it tomorrow.
They call him Larry Luck, blackjack big spender. He was married once, silly better ring finger. Seen leaving Las Vegas with a pickup truck diamond, 40 large and beautiful white piece less than he came with. Hitched to the grid, found nickels in the couch. Hits back to the casino within an hour. Said I'm here to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It was immediately shot to his death over death.
As Colin died, his mama cried that the EMS arrived. Said that he could be revived or revived. Afterlife realized, water from the skies. Watched the pain from my eyes, so our hopes could rise.
Now JJ, punch drunk, acts like a dumb fuck bum. Touch girl, fucking young and I'm a dumb suck. One sort of life, thought it writes about him out. Now he gets raped by Arians in the big house.
Ted did 20 years for growing some weed. Although he used to snort coke and dabble with speed. Welcome home, homie, here's a blunt with. I said, you know the rules, bitch, take two and pass.
Some facts grown by the laws of the wild. Some learn to slumber and lag in the mud. Some stand up in defense of the style. Some let the fish dogs eat them up. At exactly 11:35 p.m. on January 21st, I fell asleep sound. Exactly 11:35 p.m. on January 21st, some shit went down.
I got one, Jack, but chill, chill won't, Jack will. Jill did it, then did it, Jack fell. No celebrating secrets, but yeah, I guess I sense the bell bumps in a tar, no cell. But hell, you jumped up on so well, fucking these workers that I did. Off his door, carver, their leather cell, rip, sorta, stuck on purpose for the, never burn place, but would have carried you home inside of my teeth any day. Turns out I wasn't cast in a master plan anyway. He holds no grudge, holds his tongue, wow. Same one she used to hold and blow smiles. Shaggedy and get you a laugh shot if it killed me. So you grew out of it till the sun said it killed free. 1 year past the table's wobbling and you're hollering back. Sipping the bits you skip with shit trap. Ten of them is still. Oh, not a long haul, bullshit, kid, shit. Then a cinch, box, flicks and lipstick. I love you forever, you know me better. For the record, at one time, but I married you in a second. Or I killed her rekindling dreams and navigate the friendship. Or else by the time the stress is out, we're both dead and friendless.
Away. Door opens. There's this guy. Oh, wow. That's right. You guys were gonna look at the house. A bunch of my friends came by. When he said the word bye, this wave of fuck fumes came rolling out of the house. Number 20. Okay, party people in the house. You're about to...
Bedrooms filled with needle caps and countertops of pills. Highly well connected, so you're privy to her sins. Not supposed to say, but by the way, that's how she stays so thin. At a warehouse deep in Bushwick, you rendezvous with so-and-so, who's avant-garde and parties hard and someone I should know. Gossip about gossip, hungover over brunch, with a famous close acquaintance and I've heard you've got a bunch.
You can be what you wanna be. Make yourself into anyone, anything. You can be what you wanna be. Check the white dust up on your skinny jeans. Give a style.
Somebody on the guest list, scooped up the dirt on a dude and his mistress. Bash on a rooftop, lips on a cigarette. You got your eyes on a Page Six mansion. The nights in the clubs and the shopping sprees. The lights and the drugs of philosophy. Is he loaded?
Possibly.
Sit down in the coat room on your knees. Like right when a girl gets popular. You wanna hang out, you wanna talk to her. You wanna laugh and cry with a socialite. You wanna pass the line, yeah, I know the type well. I can remember when all of my clothes didn't seem so cool. Soon as I'm blowing up, you're showing up. Got a cake to a face, but I see right through.
You can be what you wanna be. Make yourself into anyone, anything. You can be what you wanna be. Check the white dust up on your skinny jeans.
You're still
radio shit, this flower shit, you be hearing all this la 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 and this TOC condoms on your eyes and all that shit. I'm not with that.
Cool Keith is not with that. You listen to the sound. He's not with all that fucking la 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 TLC condoms on the eye shit.
I'm gonna show you how to.
Paranoid, look at a nigga all crazy. I'm just looking. I'm just looking, baby.
You know what's funny to me? The people get angry.
That song's terrible.
Shakespeare of 16s, dipping my ink pen. Made a sculpture of me, but my dick was too thin. Paint pictures of me, but they never get my chin. One writing scriptures, bringing tears to the princes. Every time I end it, you can see the intent. Leave your mind bent, hanging on to every sentence. Have no apprentice, style uninherited. Laughing at you peasants, cause my penmanship is excellent. We're never in the presence, eyes get wide. I'm the town hero, cause my words give them pride. And what they feel inside, I say the perfect words for. Some say I'm a prophet with the visions I get cursed for. Leave them all astonished, ride with the verbs. Make a grown man cry with strength for the words. Tears to Mona Lisa, Medusa the liquid. Fulcrum make Gandhi grab the burner, wanna shoot shit. Rhymes that'll make the Pope wanna get his dicks up. Have Virgin Mary doing lines in a pickup. Make Sarah.
Ah! All right, I'm gonna close up shop here, guys. I know, party is such sweet sorrow, you guys. But I'm not gonna go just yet. You know, I listen to New Jersey 101.5, which is the Jersey station, and it's got a weird feel to it. It's got the one thing that the station does have on it are these weird local commercials, like these kind of like New Jersey-specific commercials for New Jersey businesses. And there's one that, I mean, if anybody's been listening to the station for the last week, you have to have heard this commercial, which I actually managed to get to tape, and I gotta play it. I mean, if you have not heard this, it's just weird. So we're just gonna take a listen, and you tell me. I mean, if you've probably heard it, if you listen to the station.
Toyota, located at 1235 Muffler Road in Newbridge, New Jersey. Gene Simmons Toyota is in the midst of its Toyota-thon, and our prices are so good we want to shout it out loud. You know, many women call me Dr. Love, but you'll be calling me Dr. Deals when you come down to Gene Simmons Toyota and test drive the stylish all-new Black Diamond Solara. Baby wants a rocket ride? Well, get ready to call out the firehouse, because she'll be hotter than hell when she checks out the biggest truck we've ever built, the all-new Tundra Double Cab. Got great expectations for an affordable mid-range car? At Gene Simmons Toyota, we've got excellent value and rock-bottom prices on Toyota's other quality vehicles like Camry, 4Runner, Corolla, and Tacoma. So come on down to Gene Simmons Toyota, after all.
You got nothing to lose.
I mean, has anybody heard that commercial? Unbelievable. And it's like a put-on or something. I guess it's 9:15. It's probably a little late, but around this time of year, somebody's got to be at that dealership. I have to call this and just find out what the story is. Let's see if we get them.
You wanted the best, you got the best. The hottest car dealership in Newbridge, Gene Simmons Toyota. This is Chet, how can I help you?
Wow. I just, I heard your radio commercial. So there is a Gene Simmons Toyota?
Of course there is. What's your name, son?
My name's Tom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
What can I interest you in?
Well, I just was interested in some information about...
Solara?
About what?
A Solara or a Camry?
Actually, more about the dealership. It was kind of interesting to me. Gene Simmons Toyota.
That's right.
And how long have you guys been there?
We opened on December 16th.
So Gene Simmons, so what is your name again?
Chet Thompson.
Okay, and Chet, you've been working there for just,
Well, I'm the co-owner here.
Okay.
Along with my partner, Gene Simmons.
Okay. Oh, so you're in business with Gene.
Exactly.
On it.
He's the co-owner.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm here at the office. I gotta go. So, everybody have a good Thursday. And we'll talk later. Bye.